Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You're watching a Highwire Media podcast.
Hello and welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps show. I'm your host, Larry Lease, as always. And this week, we continue our series, Let's Talk, which we feature the last Friday of every month. And this week, we're talking about the insanity defense, mainly the pros and cons of the insanity defense. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section below, what you think about the insanity defense. Should we get rid of it, or should we still allow it? So let's dive into today's topic. The recognition that mental illness can impair a person's ability to make rational decisions dates back thousands of years. Ancient legal systems, including Greek, Roman, and even medieval English law, acknowledged that some individuals could not be held criminally responsible due to insanity. In ancient Greece and Rome, philosophers such as Plato and Aristotle discussed the implications of mental illness and criminal behavior. Aristotle, in particular, argued that individuals who lacked the ability to reason should not be punished in the same way as those who acted with full intent. Roman law later codified this idea, recognizing insanity as a defense under certain circumstances. During the Middle Ages, European legal systems introduced the wild beast test. This standard held that a person could only be considered insane if their mental state was comparable to that of a wild animal, meaning they had no understanding of their actions. While this test provided a primitive framework for assessing criminal responsibility, it was highly restrictive and failed to acknowledge more complex psychiatric conditions. And of course, as we continue this, we have to address the Mignotin rule, the foundation of modern insanity defense. The modern insanity defense largely stems from the 1843 case of Daniel Mignotin. A Scottish woodworker believed he was being persecuted by the British government. In a delusional state, he assassinated the secretary to the prime minister, mistaking him for his intended target. During the trial, medical experts testified that he suffered from paranoid delusions, making him unable to comprehend reality. Following Mignotin's acquittal due to insanity, public outcry led the British legal system to establish the Mignotin rule, which became the standard for evaluating insanity in courts worldwide. The rule states that a defendant is legally insane if, due to a mental illness, they did not understand the nature of their act or could not distinguish right from wrong. This rule has since influenced legal systems in the United States, Canada, Australia, and several other European countries. However, its strict cognitive-based criteria have led to debates over whether it adequately accounts for psychiatric disorders that impair impulsive control rather than rationality. The insanity defense is not applied uniformly across the world. Different legal systems interpret and assess insanity differently, leading to diverse legal standards that shape how mental illness is considered in criminal trials. The U.S. has several different legal standards for insanity depending on the jurisdiction. The most common include, which we just mentioned, the Mignotin rule, which focuses on whether the defendant understood the wrongfulness of their actions. And then we have the Durham Rule from 1954. It's broader than the Mignotin Rule. It states that a defendant is not guilty if their crime was the result of a mental disorder or defect. And then we have the Olley Test, the Model Penal Code Test. Introduced back in 1962, this standard allows an insanity defense if the defendant lacks substantial capacity to appreciate the criminality of their conduct or conform their behavior to the law. And then, finally, we have the Irresistible Impulse Test. Some states use this test, which considers whether the defendant was unable to control their actions due to mental illness, even if they knew the act was wrong. Despite these standards, some U.S. states, including Idaho, Montana, and Kansas, have completely abolished the insanity defense, arguing that all individuals must be held accountable regardless of mental illness. In the United Kingdom, the Mignotin Rule remains the primary standard for determining insanity. However, British law also recognizes diminished responsibility, allowing a murderer charge to be reduced to manslaughter if the defendant had an abnormality of mental functioning. Canada, the legal system applies the not criminally responsible on account of mental disorder standard, which allows courts to commit defendants to psychiatric hospitals rather than prisons. Individuals found the standard remain in mental health institutions until they are deemed no longer a threat to society. Countries like Germany and France take a more rehabilitative approach, emphasizing psychiatric evaluations and treatment over criminal punishment. However, some nations, including Sweden and Norway, have abolished the insanity defense entirely, considering mental illness only as a mitigating factor in sentencing rather than a full defense. The insanity defense has long been a subject of debate in legal, psychological, and philosophical circles. Supporters argue that this defense is not a loophole for criminals, but rather a necessary safeguard to ensure that justice is applied fairly and appropriately. This legal system is designed to punish those who act with intent and rational understanding. If a person suffers from a severe mental disorder that prevents them from understanding their actions, it is unjust to hold them to the same standard as someone who's fully aware of their conduct. We're going to take a closer look at for a detailed analysis of the core arguments in favor of the insanity defense, examining the ethical, legal, psychological, and social implications of why this defense remains a crucial component of criminal justice. So right off the bat, justice should consider mental illness as a factor in criminal responsibility. One of the primary justifications for the insanity defense is the belief that criminal liability requires both a guilty mind and a guilty act. A person suffering from severe psychiatric disorders may lack the capacity to form criminal intent, making traditional punishment both ineffective and ethically questionable. For instance, an individual experiencing schizophrenic hallucinations may believe that they are being attacked by a supernatural force and act violently in self-defense. In such cases, their actions, although criminal in nature, are not the result of a rational decision to break the law. The legal system acknowledges that if a person cannot control their actions due to mental illness, they should not be punished as if they were a fully rational actor. Furthermore, many mental ill offenders experience delusions, paranoia, or psychotic breaks that disconnect them from reality. It is fundamentally unfair to impose the same penalties on them as individuals who commit crimes with full knowledge of the consequences. And of course, secondly, you have the insanity defense acknowledges mental illness as a legitimate medical condition. Another key argument in favor of the insanity defense is that it recognizes mental illness as a real medical condition rather than a moral failing or excuse. For centuries, society has struggled to understand mental illness, often treating individuals with psychiatric disorders as criminals rather than as patients needing mental care. By allowing the insanity defense, the legal system acknowledges that mental disorders can be just as debilitating as physical conditions. Just as we would not punish someone for failing to run a marathon due to paralysis, it's unfair to punish someone for failing to conform to legal standards due to an uncontrollable mental illness. Moreover, recognizing the role of psychiatric illness and criminal behavior can lead to better mental health policies, increased funding.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
For forensic psychiatry and improve treatment programs. If courts routinely ignore mental illness in criminal cases, the broader public may continue to stigmatize those who suffer from psychiatric disorders, preventing them from seeking treatment before a crisis occurs. By legitimizing mental illness within the framework, the insanity defense fosters greater public awareness and encourages more humane treatment of those with severe psychiatric disorders. And thirdly, it prevents cruel and unusual punishment for those who cannot comprehend their crimes. The U.S. Constitution prohibits cruel and unusual punishment, a principle that applies to all aspects of criminal justice. Sentencing a person with a severe mental disorder to prison where they will not receive the medical care they need could be considered a violation of this fundamental right. Prison environments are not designed to accommodate individuals with severe mental illness. Research shows that mentally ill inmates often experience higher rates of abuse, solitary confinement, and neglect compared to the general prison population. Many prisons lack adequate psychiatric facilities, leading to further deterioration of the inmate's condition. The insanity defense ensures that those who are genuinely lack the capacity to understand or control their actions are sent to psychiatric institutions rather than prisons. These institutions provide appropriate medical treatment, therapy, and supervision, focusing on rehab rather than retribution. Furthermore, studies indicate that mentally ill offenders are more likely to be victims of violence within prison systems, as they are often unable to navigate the hierarchical and aggressive social structures in incarceration. Subjecting these individuals to lifelong imprisonment without psychiatric care may exacerbate their conditions, leading to higher rates of self-harm and suicide. Of course, with that, we also have to take a look on the other side at the arguments against the insanity defense. The insanity defense remains one of the most debated topics in criminal law, with critics arguing that it is misused, misunderstood, and problematic for justice. Opponents claim that it allows dangerous criminals to escape punishment, is susceptible to fraud, and creates inconsistencies in the legal system. Others believe that the insanity defense places an unfair burden on victims and society, allowing defendants to be released once they are deemed cured, even if they initially committed horrific crimes. Now we're going to take a look at some of the key arguments against the insanity defense, focusing on the ethical, legal, and practical challenges that critics believe undermine justice and public safety. So right off the bat, there's the risk of manipulation and fraudulent use. One of the most significant concerns about the insanity defense is that some defendants may attempt to fake or exaggerate mental illness to escape conviction. Since mental disorders are often subjective and difficult to quantify, it is possible for a defendant to deceive forensic psychiatrists and the court into believing they were legally insane at the time of their crimes. Unlike physical injuries, which can be proven through x-rays or blood tests, mental illness diagnoses rely heavily on self-reported symptoms, behavioral observations, and psychiatric evaluations. Because of this, a highly intelligent and manipulative defendant may be able to convince mental health professionals that they are insane, when in reality, they are fully aware of their actions. Some of the most infamous serial killers in history, such as Ted Bundy and John Wayne Gacy, initially attempted to use mental illness defenses to avoid the death penalty. However, further psychiatric evaluations revealed that they were fully aware of their crimes and had meticulously planned them. In these cases, forensic psychiatry successfully identified deception, but critics argue that less competent evaluations may fail to detect fraud, allowing dangerous criminals to avoid justice. And next up, you have the public perception that some of these killers are getting away with murder. Another strong argument against the insanity defense is the widespread public belief that it allows criminals to escape punishment. Many people see an acquittal by reason of insanity as equivalent to walking free, even though in reality most not guilty by reason of insanity, or NGRI, defendants are confined to psychiatric institutions for extended periods. However, the perception of injustice remains high-profile cases where violent criminals were not found guilty due to insanity, have led to outrage, protests, and calls for reform. The case of John Hinckley Jr., who attempted to assassinate President Ronald Reagan, is one of the most famous examples. After being found NGRI, Hinckley was committed to a psychiatric hospital rather than receiving a prison sentence. The public, however, viewed this outcome as unfair, particularly since the president nearly died from the attack. Even though Hinckley remained confined for decades, many people believe that the insanity defense creates leniency in the legal system, undermining the concept of retribution. Additionally, because psychiatric hospitals' stays do not have fixed sentences, there was always a risk that defendant could be released earlier than if they had been convicted and imprisoned. For instance, if a person convicted of murder is sentenced to life in prison without parole, they are likely to remain incarcerated indefinitely. However, if they are found NGRI and later deemed cured by mental health professionals, they may be released back into society, potentially endangering the public. And thirdly, you have the lack of standardized criteria across the handful of jurisdictions. Another major criticism of the insanity defense is that legal definitions of insanity vary across jurisdictions, leading to inconsistent rulings. A defendant found insane in one state may be found guilty in another, depending on the legal standard. Like we mentioned, the United States, different states use different insanity tests, including the McKnighton rule, the Durham rule, and the ALI test, which considers whether the defendant lacks substantial capacity to understand their actions or conform to the law. Since there is no national standard, a person could receive completely different verdicts for the same crime, depending on where the trial takes place. Critics argue that this inconsistency undermines the fairness and credibility of the legal system. In some states, the insanity defense has been completely abolished. Like we mentioned, Idaho, Montana, and Kansas do not allow the insanity defense under any circumstances. Instead, it can only be used as a mitigating factor in sentencing, but it does not excuse the crime itself. The insanity defense remains a critical yet controversial legal doctrine. While it ensures that mentally ill individuals are not unjustly punished, it also presents challenges related to fraud, legal inconsistency, and public perception. Future reforms could focus on standardized legal definitions, improving forensic psychiatric assessments, and ensuring that public safety remains a top priority while upholding principles of fairness and justice. So with that, I want to hear your thoughts on the insanity defense. Is it a viable option for criminals to use, or do you think we need to abolish it? Let me know. Of course, if you like our video, give us a thumbs up. Hit that subscribe button down below. hit the bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. As always, your support helps the channel grow, upgrade our equipment, bring in new hosts, be able to pay them, and eventually take this show on the road. As always, your support helps and is appreciated, no matter whether it's $1, $10, $50, $100, $1,000, hey, maybe one day, $1,000,000. Every penny is appreciated and goes right directly into this channel. So with that, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.